Fighters, what brought you here today? I want you to think about this for a minute. What brought you to the point of just going, you search some podcast, you type something in the search bar for contractor podcast, whatever, and you clicked play and you're listening to the show, you're listening to other shows, whatever. What brings you to something like this? I think it's simply, it's your current pit. You know, I've talked in the past about pits and peaks. And the longer that you're in business, you will have different pits and different peaks. You shouldn't have the same pit or peak over and over, because that means you're not growing, right? And so I believe what brought you here is your current pit. You're looking for something. And, you know, you're dissatisfied in some ways, as we've talked before. And I think one of the biggest pits that I've seen consistently in the contractor fight community and just the contractor community as a whole is, man, I just can't get ahead financially. Like, no matter what I do, no matter how fucking hard I work, I just never seem to be able to turn the corner. And I mean, shit, it's like you don't know your numbers, your estimates, your proposals, your sales time, whatever you want to call it, is eating into your family time. You're up late typing shit up, negotiating against yourself. You're losing jobs on that were supposed to be a slam dunk. All right. You're overthinking your bids. Like I said, you're competing with yourself. Or maybe you got plenty of work, but you don't have any fucking money in the bank ever. Low profit, growing debt, cash flow blows. Everyone is winning except you. Everyone but you is getting paid. You know the story, right? Maybe you're in that pit right now. Here, I want to share a couple things with you to help you get out of this current pit and get to your next peak. Nobody determines your fate but you. You are exactly where you are in your life, in your business, because of the choices that you've made. And one of the choices that you can make right now is to surround yourself with some total kick butt men and women in the contracting industry by getting your ticket to Mile High Profit Summit 2024 in Denver. Guys, listen, this is the last Mile High Profit Summit. You're not going to want to miss it. We've got an amazing lineup for you, and it's all designed to help you live a profitable life, build a profitable business, and get everything you want as a business owner. Hit the link and join us in Denver. In fact, it's funny. There was I'm going to kind of read, this thing's kind of long, so I don't want to read the whole thing here. But I want to read something from somebody in our battleground community a while back. Said 4 months ago, my business checking account had $1,100 in it. And my personal checking account, I'm laughing because I'll tell you why in a minute. And my personal checking account had $2.64 in it. Guys, several years ago, I woke up one day and checked my bank balance. This was a long time ago. And it literally was zero. It wasn't negative and it wasn't like a penny. I don't know how, like all the stars aligned and it literally was $0 in the bank account. All right. Anyway, back to this post. All right. $1,100 in the personal checking account, $2.64 in the personal. I think I said 1100 in the business, right? And 264 in the personal. All right. Bear with me. I'm trying to condense this and paraphrase some of this for you here. I was also 10,000 behind on my payroll. Ouch. I applied a few of the things that I learned from the free content, and I was able to sell a job that gave me enough money to jump into Battleground. 2.5 weeks later, inside of Battleground, I closed my first deal since joining the group, and it was a $375,000 job sold at 50% gross profit. All right. It goes on, blah, 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 blah. I don't even know what to say. I can't think of a more ideal situation, and I'm just getting started. Holy shit, I'm not going to sleep tonight. Now, this person's not going to sleep that night, wasn't going to sleep that night because they were so fucking fired up about how quickly things can turn when you have the right map and you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to be committed. I think we all know what that pain is like. If you've been in business for more than 5 minutes, you probably can relate to some of these things, right? This shitty financial situation, these pits and peaks, it's this darkness. And you're like, you keep wondering, like, why can't I seem to turn a corner? I keep working my ass off. And guys, this was me for many years. I'll tell you, if there was an award for hours logged working, I would have won the fucking award. I can promise you that. Some of you guys are in that situation. And it reminds me of the fly story, the dead flies on the windowsill. If you've never heard this, stick with me. I'll give you the condensed version, right? You walk into a room and you see on a windowsill, 3 or 4 dead flies. What they're trying to do is they're trying to fly through the glass. They see the clear, open world out there. Possibilities, right? They're not trapped in the room and they want to get out of the room. It's like us. We're trapped in our fucking prison that we're in, that we put ourselves in, and we want a way out. And so we keep working harder. See, the fly works harder and harder and harder trying to fly through the fucking glass. And it actually beats itself to death and it falls down on the windowsill and dies. But it didn't know that in order to move to the promised land from the darkness, from their current pit, they didn't know, it didn't occur to them to just kind of maybe back up from the window, hover around and turn and look in a few different directions. Because when you do that, you might find that there's an open door or there's a window that's open. And you just go over there and you fly through it. So again, for the average contractor, if hard work is all that it took, all right, then there wouldn't be a bunch of dead contractors on the fucking windowsill. So how do we move to this light? How do we move to this new world? How do we move to this new reality, our new normal, where there's plenty of money, there's plenty of time, you have plenty of pride in what you're doing, you feel good at the end of the day, not only of the beautiful thing that you created or built or fixed or painted or whatever that you and your team did, but you have pride that you actually fucking got paid, man. It's having plenty of respect from who you see when you walk in the door each night. I remember walking in the door when I'd miss a family dinner, I'd be late to a kid thing, whatever it might be, because I had to go run this bid. I walk in the door having lost the job. It's living a life that you have plenty of confidence and plenty of joy. There's plenty of fruits, plenty of the fruits you thought you would have when you started your business. That's what we all want. So here's 3 things I'm going to give you to help you get there. So you're not the dead fly anymore. Number one, you got to get 100% clarity of where you are, why you're there, and where you want to go. Okay. Where am I? Right? It's like plugging in a GPS thing. Or let me back up before the GPS time. When some of us had those maps in our cars and our glove boxes, we'd pull them out. We'd have to fucking pull a paper map out. Okay. Well, you got to know where you are. Number one, if you want directions to where you want to go. A lot of you guys don't even know where you're at. And I know this because we interview y'all. We have, you know, hundreds of people a week coming into our contractor fight world, if you want to call it that, as quote unquote leads, people that want help. 90% of them, when simply asked, hey, what's your current gross profit? Well, I don't know. I got to check with my accountant. What'd you do in sales last year? I don't know. I got to check with my fucking accountant. How much work do you have booked going? And you know, how far out are you booked? I think I'm booked for about 2 months. Okay. Well, how much revenue is that? I'm not sure. Well, how many open days do you have, you know, in these couple months? I'm not sure. I got to break it down. Guys, it's laughable that y'all don't know where you're at. Laughable, sad, not laughable. Ha 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 ha. So number one, you got to have clarity. Where the fuck am I? And why am I here? How did I get here? Own your crap and then get clear on where the hell you want to go. Specific. None of this, I want to grow my business shit. Doubling revenue is not clear enough, by the way. Absolute clarity around what your quality of life is, what your team looks like, what your role is, how you're spending your day each and every day in your business. How much money are you making, investing, saving? Get clear.
Fighters, when you started your business, there were some people, of course, that supported you, but there were other people
that were judging you, right? They're saying, you're never going to make any money. It's really hard to start a business. You're going to have to work your butt off. You're never going to see your family. If the economy tanks, you're probably going to go bankrupt. And all these things flying at you from the doubters. Well, listen, I want to equip you with everything you need to prove them wrong. And that's why I want you to get your keister, your butt, your seat, the back end part of your body that you put on a chair. I want you to bring it to Denver in September. So hit the link and be part of our final Mile High Profit Summit here in 2024. I'm out. Number two, commit to getting there and doing whatever it takes. Way back in high school, 86 was my senior year. There was a guy on our football team. And actually, he reminded me of this story because I touched base with him just a couple years ago. And our paths crossed. And he said, man, I want to thank you. And I said, why? And he says, because freshman year, you told me to shit or get off the pot. It's kind of funny that I was doing this shit back then without even knowing it. But apparently I had a conversation with this guy where I said, I think you like the idea of being on the football team and running out under the lights on a Friday night, but you don't like the idea of doing what it takes to be successful. Like, you want to wear the uniform and you want to be on the team, but you don't want to do what it takes. And it doesn't seem like you're really into this. You're not committed, man. So either fucking shit or get off the pot. Commit or quit. So fast forward, what he thanked me for when we ran into each other, he says, you called me to a decision and I quit the team. And he says, and that freed me up to pursue some other things that I want. And he happened to be an artist. I'm not sure what kind of art, and I don't give a fuck. All right. But the point is, he has this amazing career as an artist, making great money. He's totally happy. He's totally fulfilled. And he's loving life. Okay. Because at some point, somebody called him out and said, you need to be committed. And my fear is that a lot of you contractors that listen to this show, many of you listen to this since I started the thing, or you've watched our YouTube channel, you've been on our Facebook pages, in our communities, whatever it might be. I think a lot of you guys like the idea of being able to say you're an entrepreneur or a business owner. You like the idea of, man, I'm going to get a big ass truck, you know, and it's going to be all tatted up with my cool logo, and I'm going to get some flat bill hats, and, you know, I'm going to be cool. I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah, well, the problem is you're not committed. You're not committed. I see some of the same people. I'll just pick on our free Facebook group right now. If you're part of that group, a lot of you all have been in since I opened that group up in middle of 2017. We started the group. I am truly seeing several of the people that were here in the very beginning still asking the same fucking questions they asked in 2017. And it's now 2024. 7 years of being uncommitted, of doing things your way. How's that working for you? How's doing it your way working? How is your level of commitment working? Fuck around time is over. Okay? Commit. Embrace the suck. Make discomfort and inconvenience a close friend of yours. Do the opposite of half the shit y'all have been doing. Commit. That's the second thing. Third thing, reverse engineer the work and do it. So you can get clarity on what you want. You can commit and put in the work, but you got to make sure it's the right work. That's why reverse engineering things is so important. You go, okay, I want to grow my residential interior painting sales. Say you're a painting contractor and you do interiors, exteriors, decks, all that other bullshit, right? And you go, I want to grow my interiors by $500,000 in 2024. Well, you got to reverse engineer that. You got to know what your average job size is. If your average job is $7,500, then you need 67 jobs. And then you got to know what your sales close rate is and how many leads are coming in, right? Well, if I need 67 jobs and my sales close rate is 40%, I actually need about 168 leads. Okay, what actions are you going to take to make the phone ring 168 times with qualified prospects? This is what reverse engineering looks like. See, guys, here's what happens when you reverse engineer this shit, okay? I want to give you a snapshot. When you get clarity, you commit, and you reverse engineer, it's shit like I just read a minute ago, $375,000 project when the guy had $264 in his bank account. Or here's another guy, last year I paid myself $64,000. This year, I paid myself a little over $200,000. I was able to write myself a bonus check in August for $100,000. Or, you know, hey, Tom, just wanted to share. Just sold a $400,000 edition over the phone at a 50% gross profit, collected the deposit. I've already got $600,000 signed and another $161,000 this month to put into the calendar. I'm looking at another $500,000 in the pipeline, all sold at 50%. Or here, check this out. Hey, my sales goal. Talk about clarity. Check this out. My sales goal was $500,000. Then I jumped into the fight. I had to adjust it. Now it's $3.7 million. How fucking cool is that? Right? Or here's another one. My goal was 2 million sold. I'm at 4.2 year to date. Here's another one. It's only $400,000 more, 3.3. And he actually did 3.7. Personal income goal of $950,000 was this other guy's goal. He wanted to pay himself $950,000. He didn't pay himself $950,000. He actually paid himself $1.6 himself, not top line revenue there. Okay. And that was his company, because his company goal was 4.1 and he did 4.5. So out of the 4.5 he did, he paid himself 1.6. Guys, this is what it looks like. When you get clarity, you commit and you reverse engineer and you do the fucking work. Getting ahead financially is a choice. Requires not just the clarity, but the discipline. The discipline to commit and do the work even when you don't see the results right away. Guys, I truly believe that lack of discipline is truly the number one issue that is holding contractors back from the success they want. Just like it is with your body, going to the gym, right? You go to the gym and you start eating right, and you're fired up, but then you know what happens? Oh, something unexpected pops up. You know, I can't make it today. And you lose your discipline. Or, man, I've been at this for 3 weeks and I haven't lost any weight yet. I don't see a change in the mirror. I don't look any different. Okay. It's because, guys, sometimes things take time. There's a lot of things in your business right now, I promise you, that can change pretty quickly with a couple minor adjustments, which is usually the case. However, the home runs you want to hit in your life and in your business and your bank account, they're going to take some time. So I want to encourage you to make the choice to step on the gas. Make the choice to get fucking clear and commit. There's no eject button for somebody who's committed. There's no, oh, I'll try this out. I see that a lot with some of the people that, hey, listen, I could share, you know, we got hundreds of people in our battleground program, you guys. And it's, you know, just like anything else, we got people that don't do shit in there and they don't get the results. Why? Because they haven't gone all in. They're still doing things on their terms. They're not committed. They say shit like, yeah, I'll jump in and I'll try it out. See, the true FW doesn't try shit out. The true FW gets clear what they want. They commit. And then they attack that shit. All right, so guys, make the choice, step on the gas, change your future. You got what it takes. Every single one of these examples I read to you guys today, they're no smarter than you. They're no better looking than you. They're no more talented than you. The biggest difference is they chose to take control. Share this with another contractor. Head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what I'm talking about. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.